Antagonistic today.
J.K. Rowling, who are you?
I say wretch all the time. My mother. I think my mother used to say wretch instead of puke.
Am I being antagonistic?
A little bit, but I'm also aggressive. I'm also maybe overly sensitive.
I can reel it back in.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It looks like both of you are looking inward instead of outward.
Well,
and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Danny, this is why we have you on the pod. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in once again to Up Your Butt and Around the Corner. I am at Really Sam Evans.
Really? Sam Evans?
Really?
With me, as always, is the problematically handled Juden Huggins.
You better believe it, baby.
And then
am I Jewish? No.
Do I do it anyway? Yes, I do. Just to remind you again, we are on all social media at Up Your Butt Pod. Or you can find us at Gmail, upyourbuttpod@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I want you to do for us is get after us, okay? Subscribe to the pod if you haven't already. Please rate it and leave a review. We love hearing a review, especially if it's nice. But even if it's not, if you want to be honest, as we've said before, we'll take 3 out of 5 stars. If you do 2, you can go fuck yourself.
But if you do 3, you can also go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Also, Danny, you can talk at any time. Yeah. We're not going to...
We're not that type of pod.
Hey, I didn't want to step on the natural chemistry and flow of the show.
Hey, man. There is... You know, we actually pride ourselves on... Our flow is going with the flow, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, you like to go with the flow.
Whatever happens.
You're like Offspring in that way.
Yeah. Danny, I feel terrible about this, but what's your Twitter handle?
It's just @Danny_Stratton.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Do I not follow you?
I think you might.
DannyStratton.
No, that's not at all right.
Is it not?
No, I do follow you.
I heard a C in there, and there's no C.
DannyStratton.
Yes.
_
Yeah.
Stratton.
You nailed it.
Okay.
So our guest is the very funny Danny Stratton, which is @Danny_Stratton. Is it the same on Instagram?
I think it's the same on Instagram.
Okay. @Danny_Stratton.
Get at him. Follow him.
Ohio native.
Columbus.
Friend, compatriot, hilarious.
Buckeye.
Is that where Ohio State is?
Yes.
The Ohio State University.
Oh, boy, does that bring me back to being annoyed in high school.
Wait, did you go to OSU or not?
I did not.
Okay.
Where'd you go to school?
I didn't. I was like, no.
Oh.
I was one of those. Okay. I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to be, and I'm like, not going to waste money on it.
Oh, that's really cool. I wish I had the presence of mind to do that.
100%. Me too. Yeah. I wish I'd been like, smart enough to... do that, because I failed out right before I moved to New York.
Ooh.
Mine, I think it was just always assumed. It was just like, you're going to college.
Yeah.
I grew up on a horse racing farm, so there was just plenty of things for me to do when I turned of age. Because we had like 5 acres.
You're probably working way before you even turned
of age. Wait, you grew up on a horse racing farm?
Yeah, let's not gloss over that.
Danny, this is one of the things that I love about you. Danny has maybe like some of the most interesting things that I just find out about him periodically.
Yeah.
You do drop these nuggets of extreme like interest.
Well, to me, it's been my life, so like not interesting to me anymore. But then like when you come to New York and nobody's ever... seen a horse before here. Then they're like, oh, you had the police horses at your place? And I'm like, that's what we had.
Now tell me about that. Do you have experience riding horses then?
So they were not ridden. They were harness horses, which meant they pulled a cart and then the cart had a jockey on it.
Kind of horse
exactly
racing.
And we had we actually, like, my grandfather, he owned a treading company where he would take old tires.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he would take the old tires and make big, like, farm equipment tires, like the giant ones you see on, like, farm equipment. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he would make a ton of money off of that. And then he did that for 30 years, and then he sold the company to Goodyear.
Yeah.
And then instead of retiring, he just got rid of the company. And then when he did that, he used all the money and bought a bunch of racehorses and a farm.
Okay. Yeah. That's really cool.
Wow. Actually, this is I can't remember the name of the sport. It was like horseball or something.
Oh, probably polo is what you're talking about.
Horseball.
But it wasn't.
It's definitely not horseball.
You called polo. I know. Horseball.
First of all, fuck you. I know that it's polo. I know it's called polo. I'm not talking about polo.
You know, horseball. I think you might be. I so hope that you are.
There's not no way.
Okay, keep describing it. What are you thinking?
I don't actually remember. I know for a fact it's not. I hate you both already. I know it's not polo, but what it is it's this like super niche sport in like rural, like the Midwest and in rural Ohio. And I know about it because I went on tour. I hit you up, Danny, a couple weeks ago because I went on the road and did some shows in
you were in Newark, Ohio.
I was in Newark, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, and then I went to Waterford Township, Michigan.
Yeah.
So I was right. I was like an hour outside of Columbus.
Yep.
And so these are like nowhere towns. Mansfield was actually super dope. There was like an old historic theater there.
And also the prison that's there is a very famous old prison that they used in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, dude, I've got it. Ohio State Reformatory.
Oh, yeah, you went to that museum.
I went to it. Wow. It was super cool. That's where they filmed. It was an actual prison. It shut down like the late 90s, but that's where they filmed, Shawshank Redemption.
And supposedly it's haunted.
Oh, I could 100% see that.
Jordan, can I tell you something?
What?
We owe you an apology.
What's the name
of this? If you look up horseball on Wikipedia, maybe this is what you were talking about. Horseball is a game played on horseback where a ball is handled and points are scored by shooting it through a hoop with a diameter of 1 meter. The sport is like a combination of polo, rugby, and basketball.
It is
one of the 10 disciplines officially recognized by the International Federation for Equestrian Sports, the IFES.
Yes,
as we all know.
Sounds like some Harry Potter bullshit.
Yeah, right?
It does kind of sound like that.
I just threw up in my mouth. That was it. It was a comic.
I'm sorry for laughing at you then.
It was a comic that told me about it. I don't remember where it was. It was like a comic who worked as a horseball producer. So they had these horses, and he would travel around the Midwest, rural Ohio.
There's no way people didn't laugh in his face.
I know.
I'm a horseball producer. Okay.
But it's like this old thing, this old sport that you guys are being very flippant about. This was this man's livelihood, okay?
Uh-huh.
But it's a real thing, horseball. You can look it up.
It sounds like one of the episodes of like Mr. Ed that nobody saw, like where Mr. Ed horseball. Goes and plays horseball.
So I was just thinking that because you guys just mentioned Ohio. I think that's how we got started. I'm so sorry, but
oh shit!
No,
these are spilled raisins everywhere. I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna stop eating.
I'm not gonna eat them. I'm not gonna pick them up off your cum covered floor. So
God. Jordan, the floor is not covered. This was really funny. You missed it.
Yeah.
Our last episode that we recorded, Jordan accidentally tipped over my trash can, which just came billowing out with tissues, and he was about to pick them up, and I was like, I need you to know that most of those will become filled, and you should not.
Yeah.
And he just scooped them back in using the trash can lid. It was very nice.
So, yeah, I managed to do it. But, okay, you're from Ohio. Should we intro Danny a little bit? Be like, you know, who is he? Why is he here?
People want to know. He's a very funny comic. Ohio
born. Oh, yeah. Okay,
Columbus.
Cool. You covered it.
Yeah. Covered.
Sweet, yeah.
I've been covered.
You've been covered.
And thankfully not in cum tissues.
Yet.
Yeah.
You don't know about our final segment.
Whoa. This podcast like jackass.
It's actually, the final segment is, it's a bit of a secret, but it is actually called Covered in Cum Tissues. So
it's pretty on the nose. We're working on a name for it.
Pretty on the dick.
Danny, you've got like such an interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
That I wonder if you're okay talking about. I think that's why I didn't bring you here with the but I just remember you were somebody that I always like knew just like as like a nice guy, and then periodically every time we would talk I would just be like, this guy has the most interesting life I've ever heard of, and you're very, and I mean this in the best of ways, you just have a very calming presence about you, which is like when you share your life story it surprises me.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that, except to agree that that seems to be the sentiment of most people around me, is just like, yeah, you're pretty chill. And I'm like, yeah,
That's the most chill thing to say. Yeah.
Well, and I specifically, and we can go as in depth with this as you want,
sure.
But you seem to be pretty relaxed about it. I remember you telling me the story of kind of your dad, and he's something of a raconteur,
yeah,
if you would say.
So,
he's in the band?
Yeah,
it's Jack White. Yes, Jack White. Yeah, okay. Spoiler.
Yeah. The band he's most known for, by the way. So my dad, I've met my dad maybe 6 times. And, like, I say that in a way where it's like, I know you, Jordan, and you, Sam, better than I know my own father. It's weird because, like, growing up, I was always compared to him because we have, like, apparently, like, identical personalities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my dad had 4 degrees from Ohio State. Both of his parents were professors. And he also is related to the Kennedys, which means I'm related to the Kennedys.
Oh, my God.
And then he ruined his life with drugs and alcohol, and he ended up on the FBI Top 10 Most Wanted list.
No way! Did you know this, Sam?
This is,
oh,
yeah,
my
this
God.
Was,
we should have had you on way...
And...
I mean, this is... I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, you know?
Wow. I've never had such a sincere moment.
This is why I very much don't want to be like celebrating the sensationalism, but it is like an interesting story.
It sure is. Yeah. And the other thing that's weird is like I haven't seen him since I was 14. He just randomly showed up to a basketball game I was playing at, and like I think we shared like 2 sentences, and he left. I didn't know, obviously, that was the last time I was going to see him, and I have no contact with his side of the family, so I literally just have no idea if he's alive or dead.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know?
I honestly have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
May I ask why he ended up? What did he end up on the top 10 list for?
So it was at the other thing that's interesting about it is he was on the FBI Top 10 Most Wanted list at the same time as Osama bin Laden.
Oh,
this is like a
lower?
Big deal.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But this is early 90s.
You think he's ranked higher than Osama bin Laden?
I mean, somebody had to
do respect to your dad, dude.
Yeah.
was Osama first?
I don't think at the time.
Famously.
I don't think so at the time because this is when...
Oh, really? Oh, this was pre-9/11.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is when he just...
You said 90s.
This was just when he blew up the Trade Center the first time.
Oh.
That's right.
Set a bomb on him.
With the car.
Sam.
The early hit, if
twice.
You will.
Twice you've chastised me. And twice I have...
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize bin Laden started horseball.
It was a big bin Laden game. Big horseball enthusiast.
It was early 90s, and what my dad did was he just... And I don't even really know the full story because it's only been like told to me from other people, and I've heard several different details. But essentially, he just like stole a bunch of pot from somebody and then did it with a gun and then got caught. And then he was at the prison for like arraignment and then somehow got loose from his handcuffs at the actual courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 police officers like discharged their gun at him and he got away. And then he was on the run in Florida, like I think when I was like 1 or 2. For like a few years.
Wow.
And then they eventually caught him there. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, when he came, maybe you don't know this, but when he came and saw you at your basketball game, was he again on the run or was
No.
He served time.
He had already been out. Yeah. He didn't even serve that long. I think he maybe served like 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. But it was just like one of those things where it was at the point when like the war on drugs was huge. And he was like somebody who got away from the courthouse, so that also makes them then look bad. So
yeah,
it was,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Persona non grata.
Persona non grata.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know if he's still alive, and you don't.
I have no idea.
You don't have contact with like.
No.
Your.
I know none of the
side of the family.
So my grandparents on that side, they're both professors at Syracuse, right? I met each of them once.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that? Do you remember it?
I do. I was at a horse race. They were there because they also owned horses. And I met them, and
so your grandparents on both sides...
Correct.
...are in horse racing.
Correct.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But not just horse racing. They're in chariot horse racing.
Yeah.
Which
is
an arguably even more niche...
Yeah.
I grew up in old Rome.
Wait, are your other grandparents involved in regular horse racing? And do they look down on your other grandparents?
No, they're both harnessed. They're both harness horse racing.
Wait, is that how your parents met?
I believe so. Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
So you are, in the truest sense, a child of horse racing.
I really am. A child of horseball, if you will.
I can't. It's crazy that you haven't heard of horseball, because I feel like horseball.
Okay. You know, it's not crazy that we haven't heard of horseball.
If somebody said that like in like a stand-up bit or like an improv scene, I'd be like, that doesn't exist.
Horseball? I yeah, know. It sounds so made up, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're the first person I've ever heard bring it up.
Well, I'm honored, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we could all learn something about horseball and about you, Danny. So
yeah.
You raised by your
I
mom?
I was raised by my mom and my grandmother. So okay. My mom worked all day, and she actually worked at a racetrack. She was a ticket taker, took like people's bets and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So more horse racing. And so my grandmother was primarily the one who raised me, but she was also older.
Yeah.
So it was like her like pretty much all the time, and then my mom like at nights and
gotcha.
Stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So then the other thing that I know Sam already knows and you know a little bit is that I'm like extremely picky with food to like the most extreme you've ever heard.
And this is
which kind of dovetails with our areas of expertise, which is
food. Yeah. Yeah. That's thick boys.
Yeah. And the best I can tell of where that came from is that, like, my mom worked all the time and my grandmother was older. She was, like, in her late 70s.
Yeah.
So just nobody ever cooked for me growing up. So I ate a ton of fast food.
Yeah. Which is crazy because you're in very good shape.
Thank you. Yeah.
I assume. I mean.
No, I mean, you look at Danny. He looks.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I try to. I'm active.
That's what balances it out. Yeah, we were talking about this last night. We went out last night.
We went out last night. We did have a – it was good. Yeah. You know what I like about our bro nights, our crush boy bro nights, is that they always actually end up with in very
– intimate settings.
Intimate, but it's like we always have like these fun, emotional, and like enlightening conversations.
Yeah.
It was a table of six – cisgendered straight men, all white, and but we were having this very in depth and I think truly like but like an exploratory conversation, I would say, about like the nuances of what it must be like for like a trans person, either a trans
in
woman or a trans
world.
Man
because
we're all, I think we're all like, I don't want, I hesitate to use the word like confused, but like just wondering this and that, and it was just all of us talk. I was proud of us.
I think it was a productive conversation for us. Yeah.
I mean, it
would have been more productive if we had a representative from...
Sure, certainly.
Yeah. But
it was all of us like wondering and like talking about it openly and I liked it.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah.
It was a very fun conversation.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Yeah, I hate that. Sometimes I hate that we label them crush nights. That's a Casey word. Uh-huh. But it's always like a crush night for him is just like really good fellowshipping with friends. You know?
It is all fellowship.
And I told Melissa that, and then she she knows about crush nights. So she's like, you go crush with your boys. If you want to crush, you go crush. And I hate it because it sounds like dudes out on the prowl for pussy. And
that's not it at all.
Really just
talking
dudes
about
out
our emotions.
On the prowl for knowledge. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah, an emotional simpatico.
Yeah. We just talk
Trans rights.
Yeah, trans rights.
Trans rights, yeah. That was
we talk Casey through dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
This
is crazy, man, about it's not crazy about you, but You were actually, when I first moved here, you were one of the first people I really connected with.
Oh.
Remember we, like, it was the night, and it's crazy how you just have these, like, last night's a good example of it, how you, with comics, you're just constantly in and out of so many different social circles that you could show up to a mic, and there could be a bunch of people that you've never really hung out with, and then you and, like, a couple other people hang out, and then you have really deep conversations.
Yeah, instantly.
And then that was a time when I think it was early, because we got to New York around the same time, right?
Yeah, about the same time, I believe.
I got here July 2016.
I think I got here like a little bit earlier. I think I was June 2015. But
okay. Oh, yeah. You've been here, a year. That sounds right. But at the time, I think you were going through...
Yes.
And I think we were both going through kind of a rough time relationship-wise.
Correct.
Because I just moved here... You know, with Melissa, and we were just, things were rough, but just because we were like, we had just moved, she was working from home, we were living with other comics at the time. We didn't have our own place. No air conditioning. And she was working at home. Oof. So it was in the middle of the summer of 2016, which was like one of the hottest on record of the past couple of years here. And then you, hopefully it's okay. I bring this up, but totally I think you fine. Were going on, you were going.
So
through.
I moved here with somebody and then that didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I was just like telling you from a place of like, hey, this is what could happen. Right, if it doesn't work out, like these are the things you should be like looking out for and being mindful of. Because it is very hard to balance like comedy, especially in a new city where you don't know a lot of people initially.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly difficult thing to find a healthy balance.
And to do that with a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to, maybe I said it last night, but it's hard to, because we have like a kind of a built-in social circle.
Correct.
You know, and I think I said it to you as we were walking, and I was just like, if I'm out doing mics all the time, I'm going to naturally be meeting people, and if I'm meeting people who are doing the exact same thing that I love to do, and they love to do it, so naturally I'm going to make friends in that. But she's not meeting half, if even a third.
Well, the thing that happened with my relationship is that the safe thing to do was, because we knew each other so well and we were like literally best friends at that point, was then we just hang out together because it's safe. But really, you both need your own social circle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just on top of each other like too often, and you're not giving anybody any space.
Man. And you guys broke up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Turkish thing.
I got a little Turkish thing.
He's back in Turkey.
Yeah, a little Turkish thing.
I'm so sorry to you. You're probably wonderful. You know what I miss, though? Calling her a Turkish delight.
Oh, yeah. That's very fun.
Anyway. I started seeing a Turkish lady 4 months ago or so, and we fell in love. It was very beautiful, and then about 3 weeks ago she left to go back to Turkey for 3 years.
Oh my god. So why was she here?
She was here to learn English. Literally English is her like second or third language. So
it always is the case with Europeans,
right? They come here learning a language, you're like, ugh. And they're like, well, actually, I speak 4 other ones. So cut me some slack, you stupid American.
Yeah. And, like, I literally went to the airport the last time she was here. And we, like, hung out, like, an hour before she left.
How Ross of you. I just watched that episode of Friends where he's dating an English chick. And then she goes to the airport. And then he's like, I think I love her. And then Monica's like, you got to go. He goes to the airport. He's like, I love you. And she's just like, thanks. And then she gets on the plane. And then it turns out there's somebody else too. So
that's true.
Friends, what a great show, guys. Thanks for listening.
We were on a break though.
Who was?
It's a Friends show. Oh. Come on. We were on a break. Now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about your
It's all right.
Turkish beloved.
Yes.
But it seems that we talked about this.
Yeah.
You're going there for Christmas.
I am.
You're going to Turkey for Christmas?
I am.
That's so tight.
I know.
That's cool.
Can I tell you something? And I've told Danny this. I have always, there was a writer, his name's Orhan Pamuk. He's a Turkish writer. And I read a book of his essays a while ago, and I got like obsessed with the city of Istanbul.
Yeah.
And so I like.
Not Constantinople.
That is where she lives.
Yeah. And I was telling Danny, you got to go to all these places. It's a very beautiful city.
Yeah.
And I just...
I believe there's more people there than even New York City. Is that...
Really?
That would not surprise me.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, and it's also one of those interesting cities because it's European and Asian. It's right on that kind of confluence of cultures.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of interesting things going on.
That is interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and her were FaceTiming the other day because that's like kind of the best way to keep in contact distance.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was in the room while she was like FaceTiming me, but her mom doesn't speak English, so she wasn't exactly sure what she was saying, but could like see how happy she was.
Uh-huh.
And she got off the phone, and when we were done talking, she told me later that her mom kept asking her like, hey, who are you talking to, right?
Uh-huh.
And her mom like didn't exactly know who I was, but like kind of could figure it out, like based on context.
Yeah.
And she told her later, she's like, all right, well, if you marry him, he has to be circumcised and he has to be Muslim.
Oh, it is a big Muslim country.
It is a very big Muslim country.
And are you religious at all?
Not even a little.
Would you convert to
Well, what
Islam?
I did was I Googled how to convert to Muslim.
I Googled how to circumcise yourself.
Are you uncircumcised?
I am very circumcised.
Oh, God.
Man,
is
good
everything
luck.
Okay?
Good for you. Yeah. That's great.
That's, I think, of the two requirements, that's definitely the most difficult.
Yeah. I think you would get through with circumcising yourself, and you'd be like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I literally cut off a part of my penis. Maybe I could just not convert to Islam. Wow. That's exciting.
Is she pretty religious?
She goes to, like, a church, a synagogue? What is it called? I don't know. She goes to...
Mosque.
Yeah,
mosque.
She goes to mosque.
Is the priest, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she goes to mosque, like, for, like, religious holidays, but other than that, not a lot.
The high holidays, as Casey called them. That's so weird to me.
The high holidays.
He called it, high
holidays. But Casey's very Catholic. High holidays, I feel like, is a Jewish expression.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, yeah.
Can I tell you this? I've probably only been in a church once or twice in my life.
Ugh, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's
How
great.
Does it feel?
Pretty we good. Talked about it last night. There is a great feeling of like waking up on a Sunday and you'd be like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The irony in that statement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so nice to not have to go to. Well, I was, and Paul F. Tompkins has a bit about it, but it's the same concept as he's like, every once in a while, I will remember that I don't have to go back to school, and a wave of euphoria washes over me.
Can I tell you this about Paul Tompkins? That is my favorite comedian in the world. I've been to like four or five of his shows. I've never once told him he's a comedian. The very last time I was like first in line for merch after he'd just gotten off stage from a show. And he says to me, he's like, hey, Danny, how was the show? He remembered my name just from going to his show
four or five times. Man. I'm so glad the story ended that way and not with Paul F. Tompkins being a dick.
No, he's like the nicest guy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Also, Danny, on a side note, you can tell us whatever you want. That's the point of this.
Uh-huh.
You started that story, you're like, you started the story, you're like, can I tell you guys this? I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. Tell us whatever you
Jordan,
want.
Jordan, can I tell you this? Fuck Please. Off.
I forgot that we had talked about that. Yeah, you and I have like a shared love of Paul F. Tompkins.
He's not somebody like, I think I love him, but I can't name him any of his bits. You know, I just know that
There's
I really
so
like
many.
Him, and he's like, great.
That was one of my only high points. We talked last episode about Montreal was like a bad experience for me, but that's the only time I've gotten to see Paul F. Tompkins live.
Wow!
And it was on like the alt show they do there, and I think because of that, he specifically came in like. Knowing he was going to like fuck around a lot, and it was so cool. It was clearly all off the top of his head and so much fun.
That's great.
And I loved it. Yeah.
I would love to see, I think it's at Montreal, but I would love to see, what's his name? Do State of the Industry.
Oh, Andy Kindler?
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Every year I like try and tune into that, the podcast they record it and stuff. But
the year that I was there, they had the keynote speaker, which is, that year was Jim Norton.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Do they speak or do they just do a set?
They speak. It's like a speech. And it relates to comedy.
It's sort of like a State of the Union, but for comedy.
Cool. Okay.
And then Andy Kindler does it every year for State of the Union. Yeah. And so Jim Norton's was, it was a good point about how just censorship in comedy. And at that time, there was the big controversy was comedians saying jokes that like were criticized for being over the line, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, and his point was just like, we are censoring ourselves, you know, now, and we're becoming the people that police, and we shouldn't do that. We should always be stepping over the bounds. And in it, he defended Anthony Cumia. And Anthony Cumia, that was the point at which his big controversy was he had like some altercation with, I think, a black woman and tweeted a lot of pretty heinous shit.
Yeah.
And he, in the speech, Jim Norton was like, he's my friend. He's a comedian. He's supposed to say things that are, and then, and the spirit of it, I liked a lot. But then Andy Kindler, in the midst of his State of the Industry, he closed it by just reading the transcripts of tweets that Anthony Cumia sent out. And they are fucking crazy.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like, just so into, and I think, I think he saw Jim Norton do that speech. He was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Printed the sheets off, and it is like, indefensive.
It's
where
so
you're like,
great,
oh
man.
My God.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
2014, I kind of want to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find it. Yeah.
What a nice time in comedy when that was the biggest problem.
Just think of that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
That was actually like sort of my gateway into comedy because I was a big Opie and Anthony fan back in the day, and they used to have on a ton of comedians. So like Jim Norton was there every day. They used to have like Patrice, Bill Burr, like all these guys, and that's how I sort of like came to know all these people. Yeah. Like even before they blew up, they'd even have like Brian Regan on a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they would.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just have these guys in, and then they just talk about whatever was in the news, and all these guys were, like, so funny off the top of their head that I was just like, that's the most interesting personality to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is just a comedian that is really, really good at speaking.
Oh, yeah. I used to be. I won't say that I won't lend my support to Opie and Anthony because it's, like, to me, it's, like, I'll say it. To me, it's a little bit like the Skank Fest and
a little bit
Legion
of
Skanks and stuff, and it's like so hyper masculine sometimes.
It totally is.
It's like that toxicity of our city and stuff.
I would agree with that.
Did you just quote System of a Down in your point
to describe Opie and Anthony? It's the toxicity of our city. Of our city.
Oh, Serge Tankian, I love you. I find that I enjoy Opie and Anthony a great deal when I'm just watching clips, YouTube clips.
Yeah.
And really, I'm just watching the comics that I love. You know,
one
Patrice
of the,
and those guys.
I was going to say one of the hardest times I've ever laughed, and it's a little problematic now, but it's Patrice O'Neill and Louis C.K. discussing
I know exactly what you're
the
about
origin
to say.
Of the N-word and where it came from. And if you've never listened to that clip, go look it up. Because it is very, very funny.
It's good.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and those kinds of comedians, there is, it sucks because it's just like a spectrum. Like, they will do things that are so good and so funny and really brilliant. And then, unfortunately, there is, like, this other aspect to it where it does have that hyper kind of toxic masculinity, you know?
Yeah.
And so you want to sit there and enjoy, like, just the brilliance of their craft and stuff like that. But yeah, there's other. Nobody's, you know, people have a range of emotions and qualities. Well, that's been the podcast, guys.
We just didn't know that.
All right.
Yeah.
We've been moving at a good clip for a second here. Now, Danny, this is not. Obviously, I told you we wanted to have you on the pod because you're so funny and such a sweet guy and a great conversationalist, I think. But given that Jordan and I, we talk about food and specifically low quality garbage food.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We thought that you would fit in as maybe the first installment in our sort of like weird eater series.
Weird. You're a weird eater. That's weird. You're a weird eater. Weird. You're a weird eater. That's weird. You're a weird eater.
Because it seems we have a lot of friends who have these weird eating habits. And I remember, I'll use this story to illustrate it, is you and I were hanging out one night, and we left, I think, my Solid Gold show.
Yep.
And I was like, I got to eat. Do you care if we stop into, and it was Chelsea Papaya, which is just like a burger, hot dog place. And I felt so bad because I kind of made the decision for us, but I just needed food. And so I got, like, I think a couple chili cheese dogs, and you just got, I think, a plain burger, nothing on it.
Yep.
And I remember being like, oh. This must not be to Danny's liking. I feel so terrible. And then we kept talking about your desired palate and like diet. And I was like, oh, this is like maybe the only thing you eat.
Yeah.
You, so going from there, you had a naked hamburger.
Yep.
No sauce, no ketchup,
lettuce, no mustard, onion, no cheese.
Tomato pickle.
Yeah.
Nothing. And you were completely happy.
Totally. I was
fries.
I didn't have fries then, but I would have. Okay. By the way, everything you just listed, the ketchup, mustard, tomato, lettuce, I've never had those in my entire life.
No, my God.
Not a single one of them.
Before we dive into it, you were to, either you can name it, the Danny diet, if you were to give it a name, the Danny diet is pretty good.
Yeah. Danny.
If you were to give it a name or describe it in just a handful of words, what would it be?
I'm a little boy.
That's really funny.
I think that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, deep down, I am a 4-year-old boy who just will
just
eat
wants
the simplest thing.
Yeah.
And
I'm kind of glad Casey's not here because he wouldn't. You guys would vibe so much.
Yeah.
He'd just be like, I'm all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Danny's even more extreme than Casey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm getting that.
That does bring up a good point, because when I was a little boy, I would eat cheese sandwiches, and I'm talking not a grilled cheese sandwich. I'm talking two pieces of bread with a slice of American cheese in the middle was my fucking jam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. That was my big... Did you ever have any
little
boy... With
a slice of what in the middle?
American cheese.
Oh, just... Yeah.
Yeah. Dry cheese sandwich.
I mean, I've probably had that, but, like, not because I was in a good place or, you know, because I was young.
But did you have, like, a little boy
sandwich
preferred
like
snack
that?
Or something that you were, like, even now you're, like, ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a little boy snack, and that was a grilled cheese, but now I'm just, like, I love grilled cheeses.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
that doesn't stop being good.
My mom was like a homemaker, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she just did work.
Yeah, she's around. Yeah.
She tended to our needs,
mm-hmm.
food-wise, so.
Yeah. Okay, so, Danny, let's get further into this. So, as I said, dry hamburger,
mm-hmm.
that's your jam.
That's my jam.
That's it.
You go for
that or chicken fingers.
What's your favorite food of all time?
Ooh.
Or.
See, most people, it's like, that's a hard question because there's so many.
Yeah.
For me, that's a hard question because what the hell do I like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Man. I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's how I would answer that. If I could take a pill right now and never have to eat another meal again, I would eat that pill.
That fucking blows my mind.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So would you rather never eat again or never use the restroom again?
Never eat again.
Oh,
because I find it time consuming and bothersome.
That's so funny.
Wow, man.
I'm gonna run through some styles of food. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go like Italian pasta.
Never had it.
Never had pasta. This is where it starts to get like, oh my God.
What are you going to do when you go to Turkey? And
that's what I asked him. Yeah.
We went to a Turkish restaurant once, and I was like looking over the menu. I'm like, what do I? Oh, the Turkish chicken fingers look good.
It's so funny.
You're going to get over there. They're going to, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's called Everything is Illuminated. And you remind me of the main character in it. A little bit different. It's got Elijah Wood. It's a great book by Jonathan Safran Foer. He goes to Russia. He's a vegetarian. He goes to Russia. He's in a bed and breakfast like at this hotel. They go to the restaurant. There's nobody around. It's just him, his translator, and then the translator's grandfather, who's the driver. And they're sitting at the table. They don't get to order. Elijah Wood's a vegetarian. This big, you know, Russian woman comes over, sets down a plate of like pot roast and potatoes, beef and potatoes.
Never had either.
Danny's
of those.
Shaking his
Never
head.
Never had
already.
Either of those. Yeah. Oh man, you've had fries though.
I've had fries.
That's potatoes. But like these are like boiled potatoes.
I've never had a baked potato in my entire life.
Oh,
or gravy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But she sets the plate down.
Mashed potatoes?
Never had.
Oh my God.
She sets the plate down, and he looks at it. Elijah Wood looks at it. He's like, I can't eat meat. And then nobody understands him. And it's two separate. It's meat on the plate and then separately boiled potatoes on the plate. And then he looks up at the lady, and he looks at the translator. And he's like, can I just get the potatoes without the meat? And then the translator asks the lady, and then the lady's like, no. Like, it's not even an option for her. But it's I regret telling that story.
Halfway through it, I'm like, I think it's going somewhere.
Yeah.
So you haven't had pasta?
Never had pasta. I've never had spaghetti and meatballs.
Pizza?
I've had pizza, but I pick the cheese off it if I get it with cheese.
Like, what about like a white pizza?
Not interesting.
So really, you just have bread with tomato sauce?
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm happy with that. And if I order it from, like, Domino's or a place that, like, will just make the pizza for myself, I'll order it without cheese.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'll get, like, pepperoni and bacon on it.
What do you think – maybe this is a dumb question because you just don't like it. But what do you think it is about cheese that you don't enjoy?
I do not enjoy the texture. And I don't – anything that look – any, like, food that looks yellow to me just seems, like
– Really?
Disgusting to me.
So
– Yeah.
Scrambled eggs.
Never.
Never. Have you never had it?
In general?
No. I think I had them when I was like a little boy.
Macaroni and cheese.
I've never had macaroni and cheese in my life.
Oh, that's my God. Insane. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Corn?
I've had corn.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Time. Are you a fan of it?
I don't go out of my way for it.
Yeah. Okay.
But
now, I believe we talked about it before, but most, if not all, vegetables... Pretty much none.
Pretty much no vegetables.
No vegetables.
I'll have a carrot, but not on a regular basis.
No raw vegetables.
No.
Wait, is the carrot raw or what do you do?
I'd have it raw, but like a bag of.
Is it like
baby
a baby carrot?
Carrot?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Not, okay.
Picture like a little kid eating a carrot.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Or a rabbit.
Okay, so sauces, ranch. You had barbecue sauce last night.
I have had barbecue sauce. I've never had ranch. I've never had like French dressing.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Ketchup and mustard is a no.
I've never had a salad.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So no balsamic.
No balsamic.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
on island.
Do you go... What was I just going to say? It was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Ketchup and mustard. Mayonnaise?
Never had it.
So barbecue sauce is the only sauce.
Yeah, and that's fairly recent.
What about honey mustard? I feel like honey mustard. No? Oh, man.
No mustard at all.
What is it about them that you're just like, no?
Again, that one's yellow. I can picture it in my head.
So just a yellow food.
For whatever reason, when I picture that and mac and cheese, I picture melted plastic.
Okay.
And it just looks unappealing.
Are you a synesthesia? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
That's a thing where your senses, like the...
They are crossed.
They're crossed. Like the
that's
pathways,
very possible.
The nerves that connect
these
your
are,
senses.
These feature? Are people who experiences tastes... It tastes colors. Like a physical sensation. Yeah.
It
tastes
like, color. They see music. They, you know, music and color are intertwined and stuff like that.
I would say for the most part, probably no.
Okay.
But I'll say this. Anytime somebody has tried to offer me something for the first time, I'll usually flat out say no. But if they like pressure me to the point where I feel cornered and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll try your dumb fucking mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
I'll try it for a little bit. If there's somebody just watching me eat something for the first time, that feels like the most pressure in the world to me.
Yeah, and it feels like a situation where it's like you're only not going to like it.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation, so that then even heightens the fear. So
if I make you eat a raisin, we'll close our eyes, okay? And then it'll just be...
Have you ever had a raisin?
I have, but not in a long time.
Oh, okay. Right.
But you said if it was a grape, there's no way.
Yeah. Now this is another chapter. Fruits.
Fruits, yeah.
Are no-go?
Definitely not bananas, I guess?
I'll have a banana if it's in like a smoothie.
Okay.
But never a banana by itself.
Now you'll do a smoothie. There's a lot of stuff that goes into a smoothie. But you can do it.
I
can do it because it's ground up and I'm not like picturing what it's like liquid.
Okay.
And juice is fine too.
Yeah.
But like a lot of stuff that's in there, I wouldn't go out of my way for
that. And you also don't drink soda, right?
No, I don't drink soda.
You don't drink soda. You don't drink. I meant to ask, is that...
Yeah.
I mean, not that you need a reason to, but it, like, given your family history and stuff, is that part of the reason that you
don't... Yeah, that's pretty much the whole reason.
The whole reason. Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing was that, like, I, like, never felt, like... I've always kind of been social, so
yeah,
I never
yeah.
felt like a need to
There's
drink
something you
to
needed. Yeah, yeah.
be social or to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm fine with not drinking. So I literally have never drank, and I've also never like smoked weed or never done any drugs
or even
a cigarette. So
wow, yeah,
good for you.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me about the smoothie thing?
Yeah.
Is that when I then carry that over to things like pasta or curries or anything else? When you're talking about, well, it's all mixed in together, so I can't tell, I don't know what it is. That is kind of how I think about a good sauce. So to me, that's why pasta, or at least the sauce, should be like a okay thing. Or maybe like even a bread.
The logic doesn't hold up, Daniel.
Well, and not to grill you, but I'm just wondering if like somebody made like a good sauce that is pretty homogenized, it just looks like one mixture. Do you think if you had like a piece of bread, you would be okay like dipping it and eating that?
I don't think so.
No. And now why?
That all seems foreign to me. Okay. It all seems like something I would never do on my own.
Okay.
So the fact that I'm then deciding to do it or doing it for another person's benefit and not my own.
Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
What happened? Were you gang raped by the McDonald's mascots?
I mean, it might be deep down in me somewhere.
No.
I can't completely rule it out.
To me, I think when we have talked about it, it seems like you seem to gravitate just towards everything that you ate as a kid.
Yeah.
And it's because it's like this, just it's just familiar, it's comfortable.
Correct.
And it also seems eating to you as a solely a machine like
I have to do it otherwise I really wouldn't.
And this goes back to kind of your phys- I mean, you're not gaunt, but you are, you know, you're there's not an ounce of fat on you.
Thank you.
Thanks for noticing, boys.
Take your shirt off, Danny. This is part two.
Draw circles on my problem areas.
When you said if it was a grape, I would not. What about grapes is it that you don't like?
Again, also the texture, I think. And just the... I don't even know if I know how to hold a grape. Like, it's on a vine. Am I holding the vine and eating it off the vine? Or
No, I usually pull it off and put it in my mouth,
I keep getting flooded with questions in my mind.
Can I tell you some more that I've never had?
I love it.
Yeah, please.
Soup? Any type?
Any soup.
Oof. Any soup?
A good soup.
See, that's soup. That's another homogenized mixture if it's like a bisque.
Yeah. To me, a soup feels like it's not done yet. Like... It feels like you put a bunch of ingredients in a thing and started to make something.
and you just stopped
halfway.
That's so funny. Okay, so liquid, ice cream, Jell-O, pudding.
I've never had pudding. I've had Jell-O. I like Jell-O. In fact, actually, my grandmother growing up, she used to make me Jell-O, but halfway, and then like before it's like actually like gelatin, so you could just drink it from a cup, and it was so good.
Yeah, I get that because I like a good melty Jell-O.
Yeah,
do you do the icy pops then? The frozen like plastic.
Oh, like for kids? You're talking about in the freezer?
Freezy pops?
Yeah, I used to love those.
Okay. Which is fitting a theme if it's for a kid. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If you see a kid eating it at a baseball game, I've probably had it.
So do you do hot dog?
Yeah, but never anything on it.
No,
yeah.
No relish. Dog. No,
this brings up my next question. Corn dog.
Oh,
I've had a corn dog. Not a big fan.
Not a big fan. But big fan. If you had to, you could do it.
Yeah, stick's not making anything better.
Yeah.
What is in your refrigerator right now? If we go home, in your refrigerator, freezer, or pantry?
I got a nice.
That's yours.
That is mine. I got some nice ice cream in there. I got some. I got a nice little water filter, a Brita.
Okay.
I got some barbecue sauce.
I mean, drinks. Yeah. Drinks. If you were to tell me that you don't drink anything other than water, that I'm like, that's what we should all strive for.
So
I'm not surprised about that.
I'm sorry.
No, you go.
But you do coffee, correct?
I do coffee, but I never had it until I was like 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I two things. First of all, I'm gonna say this question just so I don't forget it. I was going to ask you, what's something new recently in the past couple of years you've added to your diet that you haven't? But hold on that question because I wanted to address this. I thought this was like kind of random and out there, but you walked in with an iced coffee.
Yes.
Wendy's iced coffee, not Starbucks or anything else like that. Is that out of preference or is it just out of convenience because you walked by Wendy's?
Preference and also convenience. This thing, you can see how big it is. This was $1.50.
Okay.
That's just a good buy.
It's a good buy.
It's a massive good coffee. Yeah.
I just like Wendy's. Feels like
is
home.
Is it sweetened or no?
I believe there's something in there, but I didn't put it in there.
What's your go-to order at Wendy's? I'm going to guess a naked burger and fries.
That is 100% right. Give me some nuggets, boys. Give me some nuggets.
Nuggets, because you'll go chicken.
Yeah.
But no ketchup.
No.
Okay. No ketchup. No. Barbecue sauce. You know?
For the fries?
Haven't you figured it out yet? No.
Frosty.
I would like a Frosty. Okay. Do you have one? Tell me you
I don't. I would love one.
Danny, what if a cheese is white?
White American.
Because it's still a texture thing.
Yeah, I don't like it melting over stuff, and it's getting in the way.
Yeah.
See, so we got burgers last night at the bar. You and I, Sam and I, got the same burger. I thought it was a beautiful melt job on the cheese. Yeah. It looked really good. It was open face. You had to put the sandwich together yourself. Thought it looked great.
By the way, if you like the pod, #, beautiful melt job.
Beautiful. Oh, I would love that. That's a great hashtag.
Beautiful.
Let's perpetuate that.
Okay, so back to the question. I would like to know something that you've added to your diet in the past couple of years that you've always been staunchly against. And then I would actually love, should probably start it with this, but like just walk us through like what you've eaten today, what you plan on eating. So the first question, yes. What's something you've added? I guess coffee?
Coffee, tea occasionally.
Iced tea or hot tea or both?
Usually iced. But, yeah, both of those I never had until I was, like, 25. In fact, for a long time, I literally, like, had to train myself on how to drink, like, hot drinks. Because I had never had soup and still hadn't. So I just the act of, like, sipping something hot and not burning myself was so difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you say burgers,
yes.
Just naked on a bun.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm wondering now is, can you do like a naked deli meat sandwich on a bread? Or could you do like a sliced turkey on a bread?
Yeah.
I could. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. I've had turkey, but I don't go out of my way for it.
Okay.
Are you a bodega shopper? Like, do you go to the bodega and the delis and stuff and get food? Or not?
Not a lot, but there's been a couple that I've run into where it was like, oh, these are like really good. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll have this. And then what I did was, and that's something that like Sam can probably relate to, is that in Ohio there aren't delis really.
Yeah, that's true. That's a culture change.
And,
yeah.
And like the idea of like a foot long sandwich, like
right.
Where I grew up, the only option was like Subway.
Subway.
Yeah, and yeah, that's yeah. Not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here there are great versions of that. So what I would get there would be like a foot long with like roast beef and bacon and nothing else.
Nothing else on it.
And, so you can do meats.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I went vegetarian, I'd be dead.
Sure. You ever had pastrami?
I have.
How do you feel about it?
It's okay.
It's beef.
It's all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a place that like charged me like $15 for a pastrami sandwich.
Katz's?
No. This is in the Bronx. This is like an old Jewish deli that's like on 220th Street.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that's way up there. Been there just years and years, and they charge $15 for this giant sandwich of meat that they make themselves. And I was like, this is fine.
This one I thought of. Popcorn?
Yeah, I like popcorn.
Okay.
I like pop. So that's that is, well, can be yellow food. So
can be.
Do you not like it if it's...
I do like butter on it. I don't like butter on most things, so.
Okay.
I like caramel corn, too.
Okay.
I'd probably take that over butter if I had to choose.
Now, this is the one thing that it seems where you do get adventurous that
desserts.
I noticed on your Instagram. Yeah.
Desserts.
Because I remember you posted something about desserts one day, and I was like, bravo, Danny.
That green tea ice cream with the orchid on it.
Oh, yeah.
That looked delicious.
It was, in fact, delicious. And it was like only $6, that thing.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was in this, like, it was in Koreatown. So it's this, like, Korean, like, dessert place.
Okay.
And they had, it was matcha
that's right, yeah.
soft serve and I believe it was taro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's mixed together. So it's, like, half green on one side, half, like, purple on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they literally put an orchid flower in the actual...
ice cream.
Yeah, in the ice cream. And
did you eat the orchid?
I did not.
Because they're edible. The cocktail bar I worked at, we used to put them in there.
Oh.
And we made drinks with edible flowers so you can eat. So and the orchid was one of them, so you can eat an orchid.
I did not know that.
Wow.
Would you?
I would have.
You would have? Okay.
I would have.
Okay.
If you had known that it was
edible.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
That's really
I love orchids. Those are like my favorite flower.
Yeah, they are.
They're very beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, ice creams you'll go. Do you eat pie?
Fairly recently, also, I'd say I've branched out a little bit on pie, but I go, like, mainly, like, a dessert pie. I've never had an apple pie in my life, guys.
Yeah.
Pumpkin
pie.
Never.
Pumpkin. I mean, pumpkin pie, I'll be honest with you. I didn't get into pumpkin pie until the last couple of years for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's craziness.
Huh. Yeah.
So
it's
that
great.
Actually brings me to a question.
Yes.
You go home. It's Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
What are you eating? Just dry turkey?
I mean, when I was a little boy, I would get carrots and, like, some rolls and some turkey.
And that's it?
And that would be it. And people would literally go out of their way to, like, get, like, carrots for me. Like, go to the store and be
oh,
like,
that's
well,
great. Okay.
I know. It was kind of nice.
Is there anybody else? Oh, sorry.
No. Yeah.
Is there anybody else in your family that has pretty similar eating habits?
No.
No.
No, And everybody knows.
Do you have siblings, Danny?
I don't have any.
Okay.
I don't have any.
What this was the other one. What kinds of pies do you eat?
There's actually a place in Williamsburg that's great. It's called Martha's Country.
Martha's Kitchen or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that place is great. I've had a strawberry banana pie from there. That was fantastic. And usually if I'm in a place and they have that and it looks like a specialty thing that they like make there themselves, yeah, I might go out of my way for it.
Cheesecake.
I like cheesecake.
Cheesecake's great.
Yeah, but that's fairly new too.
Okay. Do you like lemon meringue pie?
I don't think I've had it. Ooh, I would probably try. I would try that if it looked good.
I bet if you like the strawberry banana, you probably would like a banana cream.
Probably.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Probably.
A chocolate pudding pie, kind of.
That word "pudding" in there is gonna turn me a little off, okay, but it depends on how it looks. It
like an Oreo pie. How
about that, I'd be into.
Oh, an Oreo pie. Yeah.
Oreos in general.
Oreos in general.
Chips at a like dessert aisle. You're pretty much all in.
I'm game.
Yeah.
Peanut butter pie.
I'm into that.
Do you like peanut butter?
I do like peanut butter in things. Here's the thing that's going to freak you out. Never had a PB&J in my life.
No way.
What freaks you out about the PB&J?
The jelly?
The texture. The jelly and just that it's all like, I don't know. It's like all loose in there. I
can't. It looks funny.
Melted. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's in the same vein as the cheese and stuff.
It looks like it's glue holding bread together. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
But I think other people, that's the appeal. Yeah. For you, you're like,
yeah.
No. Have you ever, what about just a peanut butter sandwich?
No. God, no.
But you could do spoonful of peanut butter.
No, I've never done that. But I would do like Reese's cups are like some of my favorite.
Okay.
Candy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Have you ever had peanut butter?
You're just peanut butter if it's accompanied by chocolate.
Yeah.
And that is like, that is peanut butter filling. It's like sugar and other stuff.
That's what I'm looking for.
Have you ever had peanut butter by itself ever?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Wow. Mm. Peanuts?
Yeah, I'll eat a peanut.
Okay. What about nuts and like almonds, cashews?
Yeah, those are fine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Those are fine. Yeah.
Beans.
Never.
Beans.
Never
beans.
Had a. Never
beans.
Had,
beans.
Job's not on board.
honey.
Never.
Wow.
Yeah. Another one that will freak you out is rice.
Oh, you've never had rice.
Yeah. I've never had rice.
So, but I feel like actually that is ever so slightly more common because I've heard from multiple people that it's a texture thing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I don't know how to go about it.
What about cilantro?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? This guy? No, he's
that's
a graduate level.
Yeah.
So you're I think it's probably safe to assume that you're like a eat out guy.
Yeah.
And not just talk about pussy. But you don't cook out. You don't cook at home too often.
Not, but I am able to if I. Like, oh, so yeah. The other thing that I was gonna say about like for Thanksgiving, I used to cook like honey baked hams for my family and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Would you also eat them?
Yeah. I would have ham, but again, that's something I don't go out of my way for like on a daily basis. Yeah.
Trying to think. I'm guessing Mexican is kind of off the table.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I go to Taco Bell, I'm gonna get a
beef in a taco.
Yeah, and no lettuce, no cheese, and they're like, what did you say? And I have to repeat it. And then they're like, okay.
Soft taco, hard taco?
Hard taco.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever had a burrito.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a minute.
It's so funny to launch into the questionnaire. It's exciting.
I had... I bet. So when this comes out, people are like, what if I just had a heart attack? there's got to be so many people. Like there's got to be so many people because it was my first reaction. Challenge you.
Yeah.
And they're just like, eat this, right?
Yeah. That was
we're
my
doing
first
right
reaction.
Now with raisins, but.
And then the thing is that makes me flip back on it is you are such a sweet person that when your response is, I would do it, but it fills me with just the most anxiety.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, I don't want to upset you.
Yeah. Don't push in anything you don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it genuinely makes me feel backed into a corner.
Oh, God,
Yeah. In, like, the worst possible way. And the other thing that I'll say about that is that, like, I feel like in comparison to other comedians, I don't have a ton of anxiety in terms of, like, performing, in terms of, like, social situations.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very lucky in that regard
where
I'm not filled with, like, anxiety day to day. But this is like one thing where it's just like, I don't know that I'll ever get over it.
Yeah.
And I would like to make progress in some way,
right.
But also I'm also like a genuinely happy person. So it's like, it's okay if
it doesn't
happen.
I'm so intrigued to know. I want to check in like after you get back from Turkey and see what happens because like, I mean, it's I don't even know the cuisine there. It's so foreign to me, you know. But
yeah, Yeah, yeah. So, like, I guess a Mediterranean restaurant would be considered, like, whatever.
Gotcha,
Turkish
yeah.
places.
So, fish.
I've never seafood. Had fish. I've never had, like, lobster. I've never had, like, shrimp.
Never? Any, oh, wow.
Any of that stuff. Pretty much no seafood at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. What about fried? No, so no, not even fried, like fried clam strips or something like that.
God no.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Mozza. Oh no, that's cheese. I was gonna say mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella
no.
sticks.
Hot wings. Seafood's probably a no go.
That's what he just
said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I was even asking about like fried fish, like fried clam strips or,
yeah.
fried fish sticks.
Nope. Pickles? No.
Negative.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I don't like pickles.
That's always the funny thing to me is I list off 100 things and then I'll say one that somebody agrees with and I'll be like, well, yeah, I get you there.
Do you talk about, do people ask you slash do you talk about this a lot?
I mean, when it comes up, but I don't also go out of my way to talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
it because
sure
it's a little off-putting if you don't know the person
yeah,
too well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I know you guys somewhat well and I know that,
yeah.
yeah, we have a rapport, so
right, right,
it's
right.
okay.
Yeah.
Should I was gonna. I've been reading this book on mindfulness.
Yeah.
Where and so it's trying to get you into like a state of like. I know, it is boring.
I'm so sorry.
I find the most ironic part about that was that you didn't hear
Jordan. What we were saying. I know.
You didn't
I
hear
know.
Jordan ask the same question that you asked
yeah,
because
yeah.
you were looking for a book called Mindfulness.
The reason that I did it is because the first two meditations that this book has you try is not like typical. Meditation, but it's like they have one called the chocolate meditation where you just have a piece of chocolate and they're like, eat it, but eat it mindfully. So like smell it before you eat it and then put it on your tongue. Just don't try not to think about anything but the experience of chocolate
yeah.
melting on your tongue. Notice when your like body voluntarily tries to suck on it.
Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but it is really interesting. And then the next one that they have is raisin meditation, which sounds so stupid, but and it's way
yeah.
too involved in this. They're like, notice how it looks, notice how it feels.
I feel like,
and I was like, what if we had Danny do that? But that's too involved. It's weird.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like all of that meditation is gonna convince him out of it. You know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
We actually, I would disagree because that's actually something I do not do with even the foods that I currently eat.
Oh, you don't like take the time to think about
not
it?
Not even a little. Like,
I could understand that.
Like, again, it feels like I'm in a rush for no reason.
When I do eat.
Are you a fast eater?
I am a very fast
okay.
eater. And then the other thing is, like, even if I enjoy it, I don't, like, it feels like I'm somehow, like, being competitive against somebody that's not
even
next to me.
Even if you're eating alone, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can do hot dogs or no?
I can do hot dogs.
But nothing on it.
Yeah. What if you turned out to be the next Joey Chestnut?
Wow. Maybe. Maybe, guys, I'll come back here July 4th. Win one for the old pod.
Oh, man. I went down a rabbit hole of competitive eating videos. The only guy that ever beat Joey Chestnut is a guy named Matt Stoney. He's like a very tiny Asian man. And he has some of the craziest... Oh, my God. It's insane.
He ate
10 Baconators. 10? 11.
In a single sitting?
10 Baconators from Wendy's in not... I want to say it was like 15 minutes.
That is incredible.
It is.
That's a big old sandwich.
Yeah, and it's like something like 10,000 calories. It's a lot.
What do those guys do? Do they got to work out constantly?
I think a lot of them are... just have metabolisms.
Yeah.
yeah. And I have also heard that those people do, like, especially when you get into, like, you are actually an athlete in the sport, you do, like, binge eat and then exercise and, like, stick to a pretty good diet as well. So it's
yeah,
like.
Because you're not doing that constantly.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah no, yeah. you're getting your body used to every once in a while just exploding on food.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time you're actually taking, like, reasonably good care.
It's like
right.
a snake unhinging its jaw.
Yeah. It eats once for 3 months.
Yeah. I think also they will drink like a lot of water all at once.
Okay.
Maybe like a couple gallons just
to
like get their
stomach.
Their stomach used to expanding.
I bet I could compete with milkshakes. I could drink probably 4 in a sitting if I really wanted to.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
Do you do chocolate milk?
No.
But a milkshake.
I will do a milkshake any day of the week.
Regular
but
milk.
Actual milk, never.
See,
never
so
gonna
no
happen.
Chocolate milk.
I don't even, for most part, I do not like dairy, but I do like ice cream and milkshakes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So no cereal.
No. Never.
And definitely not like almond, coconut.
No.
Milk and stuff like that.
Okay. Let's... I mean, I think we know how it's going to go, but just for the sake of
going through the motions.
Yeah, well, and it'll just be kind of a fun one.
I'm interested in other rankings and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just going to launch through it. This is probably the only one that I bet you will weigh in on. Which cookie is superior and why?
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
Or oatmeal raisin cookie?
White macadamia nut. Third-party candidate.
I didn't see that coming. White macadamia nut.
Yeah, that is my favorite. That is my favorite. Okay. Especially like a Subway one of those.
Subway is very good.
Cookies, yeah.
And I do like a white macadamia nut cookie. They are good.
I will say the place that you saw me get the soft serve Korean ice cream from, they also had really, really good chocolate chip cookies that were $3, but they were like the size of like a personal pan pizza.
Ugh, I love
it. It was so good.
I love that.
It was also like melted chocolate where it's like, oh, you can tell this was like made fresh today.
Can I tell you guys something real quick? That just reminded me of I lost my job last December, was unemployed for a little while, and then I landed a job making an incredible amount of money at Viacom. And on my first day, I was so ecstatic that I went out, and there was a really, it's called like Starlight Diner or something.
Yeah.
It's like right there on 42nd Street. And they had those massive cookies. I dropped $15 on cookies and take fives.
That's awesome.
I love the take five.
Take five.
Oh yeah. What's your favorite candy bar?
Take five's take up there.
Yeah.
Do you do pretzels?
I do pretzels.
Okay. What do you do? Potato chips.
I do.
Okay. Oh, nice.
But like, I don't venture out. I'm not doing like vinegar.
No.
Salt water. You're just doing like regular lace.
Yeah.
So you can do
barbecue.
You'll do a lot.
Not really.
You'll do a lot of dried snack foods: pretzels, chips, popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those are my snacks.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Occasionally.
Like a graham cracker.
But I'm eating it plain. There's no ham. There's no cheese.
Sure.
I got you. Yeah.
But I graham actually crackers. Think I like the taste of a saltine by itself. I think it's very satisfying.
I
like a cat. I prefer a captain's wafer over the saltine.
Okay. Those are also really good.
Those are the rectangular ones. Oh.
Similar to, I would say in texture, similar to a Ritz cracker.
Yeah. A little bit sweeter. Yeah. I like those. Buttery.
Yeah, the butter you can really, and it's like got a salt on there. I just like salt.
So white chocolate,
but if you had to choose a chocolate chip versus an oatmeal raisin, what would you choose?
Now here's something I'll say that I feel like is underrated about the oatmeal raisin is it's a soft cookie, 100% of the time.
I disagree with that. But go on. I have had a hard oatmeal raisin.
Wow.
At my bar. But that's because they're stale.
Yeah.
So we're saying ideally.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the majority of the time an oatmeal raisin is going to be soft. Sure. And it's going to be a pleasurable experience.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a bold statement out there. I would rather have a hard chocolate chip cookie than a soft oatmeal raisin.
And I'm going to agree with you, so I'm going chocolate chip.
Oh, you my man. Came back around. Oh, I thought you were going on Jordan's side.
You teased me. You spit on it.
So good.
God. You were circling my hole. And
circling my hole. All right. I think we know the answer to this one, but this is the next question. What is your preferred... I'm laughing as I say it because I know the answer. What is your preferred mayo-based salad and why?
Wait, mayo-based?
So like egg salad, chicken salad, potato salad.
Ham salad.
Tuna salad.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to go home. That's my preferred salad. Yeah, no salad.
Oh, and then, no favorite cheese, obviously,
Oh, I'll say this. Whenever I'm at a restaurant and my thing gets like a side salad, I'm so thrown off and I'm like... I'll very quickly be like, does anybody want my salad?
Oh, like even it being next to your food?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't really like seeing it.
They don't touch. So a bento box, I bet it would be, if you ate it, would be ideal for you because everything's sectioned off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This one you might. In fact, while we were questioning, I realized we didn't cover it.
Yeah.
Please list the three traditional breakfast cakes. That's pancakes, waffles, and French toast. In order of personal preference, and explain why you ordered them as such.
So there's a diner in, well, it's actually like a restaurant in like the Park Slope area called Tom's Restaurant. It's been there a long time. I love this place. And they have pecan waffles, and they have pumpkin waffles, and they're fantastic.
You'll do both.
I'll do either or. They're great.
Oh, you are speaking my language,
yeah,
man.
They also have the best french fries I've ever had in my life, this place. I'll just get a side of fries when I go
Where
there.
Where in Park Slope is this?
It's like somewhat near like the Barclays Center.
Okay.
Yeah, like that area.
We
I guess that's
technically a little field trip.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
It's like best like brunch place I've found. And they
Tom's Diner?
Tom's Restaurant.
Tom's Restaurant.
It's been there since 1932.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, yeah. History.
And the other thing that I was going to say about him in regards to French toast, I'm not traditionally a French toast place, but this place has chocolate French toast, and it's closer to, like, cake.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, dressed up, and they'll put, like, strawberries on top of it, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But my ranking would be waffles, pancakes, and then last place, French toast.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's you are in line with us on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We are both waffle.
Look, we're all normal eaters. Yeah. We're all gonna agree on this one. You know.
That's interesting. So you most waffles you'll go for.
Yes. And another shout out to Tom's Restaurant on this. They have something I've never seen anywhere else in the world. They have cinnamon roll pancakes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And they are cut like a cinnamon roll in a swirl, and then they have icing on top of them.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Now, normal cinnamon roll.
Yeah, we should go there.
Like flat like a pancake, but cut like a cinnamon roll. And, they'll give you three, but, man, like after, like, one and, like, a fourth of the next one, you're done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ugh. It's so much food.
Damn, I had a question and I lost it.
Fuck. It's okay.
We were doing breakfast foods and then Tom's Restaurant.
So your whole life you've been pretty okay with all of those, or at least pancakes and waffles, right? Those are not.
Yeah.
I would imagine,
because syrup
it's
as
mostly
well.
Just.
Yeah, I love syrup.
It's essentially just dessert for breakfast. Yeah. We all know it.
Yeah.
I went on vacation to Maine last year, and I got a bottle of syrup, and it's been in my fridge, and I love that thing.
Maine. Yeah, Carmen's from Vermont.
Yeah.
Fucking maple syrup is. It's legit. Yeah.
I got really good beef jerky from Vermont one time.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Oh, and you'll do jerky.
I'll do jerky.
Okay.
Pork rinds.
No. Okay. I've never had it. Yeah. Don't really know what it is.
Just fried pork fat.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound great.
But fried to a crisp.
Mm.
It's good.
Mm.
It's a dry. It's like a dry. It comes off like a chip. It's like
I feel
a
like that one's the name is unappealing.
Yeah, I get you.
Fried pork fat or pork rinds?
They sell them.
In Spanish, it's chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
Now that I'll have.
Okay, and then the last two, I think we also know the answers to.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite cheese and why?
No cheese. No. Get out of my life. Ooh. Cheese.
Cream cheese?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Cottage cheese.
Negative.
Okay,
never
I'm trying
had
to
it.
Think of cheeses that aren't really cheese.
Cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake.
But that's
so
fairly new.
Cream cheese.
That's fairly new.
That's fairly new.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Those are often much whiter than.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You can get past. And it's a different texture.
Especially like a junior's cheesecake where it's like more of like a dessert pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then this is, which is better, tacos or burritos and why?
Oh, I never had a burrito. And the way I eat a taco isn't the way most people do. But I'll go taco.
You gotta go taco.
I'll go taco.
I'm actually close to you. Taco Bell order for me.
Yeah.
Three soft tacos, meat and cheese only. So it's not far off from what you're doing.
That's not too far off.
I mean, the cheese is.
Really? You don't go like lettuce, tomato, sour cream?
Usually no. I mean, again, this is part of the reason why I think burritos are a trash food for trash people. And it's because I'm trying to get in there for the meat. That's the, you know, that's the piece de resistance. I don't even know if I said that right, but that's what I'm in there for. I'm in there for that meat and cheese. And so I don't want anything getting in my way.
No. The only things that we have left.
Oh, wait, I thought I forgot and I brought it back up. Last night we were walking and you made a comment. I didn't know any of this about your diet last night. And so I may have been too flippant about when you said this. I was just like, oh, really? That's interesting. But you said Petey's Burger in Long Island City is the best burger you've ever had. And they have really good fries, too.
Yeah.
And what stands out to me about that and why I wanted to bring it up right now is you're eating those burgers dry.
Yes.
There's nothing on them.
Yeah.
I take your opinion over anybody else's because other people, I'm eating burgers with bacon, with lettuce,
oh yeah,
with mayo,
Coutrement,
chipotle
yeah.
mayo.
Yeah.
And I'm eating them with things that get in the way of my taste buds.
Yeah.
Between my taste buds and the actual burger. You're dry, going in raw.
Yeah.
And how do you get it cooked?
Usually, however, it comes. I'm not making a lot of demands with my thing, but if they ask me, I'll usually say like medium.
So I trust. I trust your opinion about best burger.
Yeah, place is great. Yeah. Their burger, I think they like must cook it with like onions or something because it comes like super flavorful while you eat it. Yeah. And the other thing that's great is if you get their fries, they'll literally give you like a tray with your meal. And that tray is going to be like pretty much full of fries. It's only like $2, but you're getting like almost a meal of fries. That's great. Yeah, they're great.
I will say this, that last night I met Carmen at the bar across the street, Astoria Craft, and she got a burger with just, I think she had sauteed mushrooms on there, but no cheese. And I was like, you're a psycho, just a hamburger. But then she was sitting there eating it, and it was like very well cooked, and I was just like, God, can I have a bite of that? And I took a bite, and that I will say, like, I was like, maybe I would go hamburger sometimes, because I always go cheeseburger. I love cheeseburger, like... She was like, "Yeah, if you go just hamburger every once, but like the taste of beef by itself is fantastic.
It reminds me of that scene from Parks and Rec when they Ron and Chris do that burger challenge, and then Chris sets down his burger and he's like, this is a veggie burger made with quinoa and blah 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 and this and this and this, and then Ron sets his burger down and he's like, this is a hamburger. It does not have ketchup, lettuce, tomato. It does not have anything on it. You can eat it dry or you can put whatever you want on it. I do not care. And then Chris puts so much work into his, but everybody's like, yeah, no, the raw, the straight hamburger is way better.
And
then he takes a bite and he's like, oh, this is better.
I do love when I'm going to McDonald's, like sometimes I get lost, like McDonald's or Wendy's. Like I love the Baconator. The Big Mac sauce is great. But like sometimes I'll just get like a hamburger, a little bit of ketchup and pickles. I mean, you don't know what that's like, but
I'll nod.
I think it's great. Yeah.
As if I do.
Okay. We should get to our listener email.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you so much, Danny, for sharing,
Danny,
being so open
for
about
it.
Yeah.
Also, you can weigh in on our listener email. It's not like you're not here anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay. And this one, our listener, I got to say, this warmed my heart, and it's from our number one fan and our first fan to reach out, I think. At least that we don't know and talk to regularly. And that is, of course, Emer Phelan. Emer says, hi, I am still listening. I think Jordan had the impression that I'm an international pod listener because on my first email I said my name was Irish for pronunciation reasons. You two are lucky you have normal names. And to a certain degree, I am international, I guess. I grew up, lived in Ireland until I was 15, and I actually listened to the second most recent pod, the one where you discussed the Uber driver lady that Jordan was impressed by, while visiting my family in Ireland. I live in Boston now, but I'm moving to Austin at the end of the month, so Sam was also partly right. The last pod with Casey was great, and it was nice that it was over an hour and a half. I think how I found the podcast was like a year or two ago. I was just watching stand-up clips on YouTube, and I came across Sam and thought he was funny, so I followed him on stuff.
That's so great.
That's
so cool.
I think he was on a podcast then, but I wasn't as into podcasts, so I didn't listen. And then a couple months ago, Up Your Butt made it onto my feed somehow, and I liked it immediately. You two are really good together. I listen to a lot of comedians at podcasts, all the basic ones, but your podcast has made me have to audibly laugh while at the gym or in the library just as much, if not more, as those super popular ones. If you ever are lacking in stuff to talk about or put on the board, I'd love to hear you talk about your favorite podcasts or comedians and whether you think the week starts on Sunday or Monday. Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Sunday or Monday, as in if you were making a weekly calendar, which day would you put first? My family has an ongoing disagreement about this. Keep it up, Emer. That's a really good debate.
Wait, what was the question again?
Sunday or Monday, which is the first day of the week?
Do you think the week
Sunday.
Starts on Sunday?
According to God, it's Sunday. How dare you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I disagree.
You do Monday?
I do Monday. Work week starts on a Monday.
You can't go by that, though.
I got to be honest. My feeling emotionally is that the week starts on Monday because on Sunday I get very – even like this morning has been great – and being with you guys, but I can tell you that as soon as you guys leave here, I will feel a deep sadness because I'll think about how I have to go to work tomorrow.
And that's exactly my reason that I believe the week starts on Sunday, because those feelings of Monday already starting to creep into Sunday.
Here's something. Have you ever once said, wow, this weekend feels like 2 weeks? You know what I mean? Because each weekend then would technically feel like would be 2 weeks back to back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Also, it's not creeping into Sunday. I'm telling you that I'm sad because it's the end of the week.
Yeah.
For me.
Look, you guys can think whatever you want, but I can tell you that the according to the Gregorian calendar and Jesus Christ and God, it starts on Sunday.
That's you're not religious.
Yeah, but you know, God knows.
No, he doesn't. No. Jordan.
He does.
This is a man-made thing.
No.
Also, I mean, no. Yeah. Oh my God, no! I'll fucking throw it in your back based off God stuff, because the Sabbath day is Sunday, and it says on the seventh day God rested. You know why? So that means that God did a whole week of work, and then he was like, fuck, I am beat. And he rested on this. So that is the last day of the week. Oh, man, I'm so happy for that. All that religious bullshit I had to go through just for this moment, so I could throw it in your face.
Sam just ended religion.
Yeah. So even Comedian according to God, yeah, nobody starts the week with a nap. They start when they have to work. No. And that's what God did.
Open a calendar right now. Open a calendar. Tell me when
the. Yeah, look, Jordan, I know what the calendar says.
On my phone, I'm going to swipe over first day of the week, Sunday. It's 7 day.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I think we're learning here?
Thank you, Google.
The real problem is that Jordan is a follower. Yeah. And we've all always known it.
Here's another thing. Is Saturday at midnight, have you ever felt like, oh man, I got to be somewhere?
No, but have you ever thought on Saturday at midnight, been like, oh God, I got a bunch of stuff to do to prepare for the week tomorrow?
No, I think we have. I put it off. Yeah, I don't do that.
You do laundry on Sunday. You do all that stuff to prepare for the week.
That's
you guys pause because you know that I'm a little bit right.
No.
There was a silence. There was a pregnant pause.
We're having such a strong disagreement about that. Emer, congratulations. This is going into the guest question.
Yes. Yeah. I love this.
Does the week begin? And I'm firmly, and Danny, I think, but I'm just also right on board. The week begins on Monday.
I'd also be interested. That was a very sweet email. I'd be interested what YouTube clip of yours, Sam, that he saw that led you to the podcast. Because I feel like that's a good question to throw back at him.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, Emer, what?
Yeah, let me know what YouTube clip, and I'll try to promote that one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Emer, though. It means the world that you enjoy the pod and everything.
I think she's a original. Yeah, she's the first one to ever reach out, I think.
First one to ever reach out, nice. A number one, and I'm just typing in my phone.
So if you're another listener out there who's found the podcast in another way, reach out to these boys and
let us know how you, yeah.
Yeah.
Please do. We love talking about, we'll read the emails and whatnot.
Mailbag.
So you guys reached for that email in the bottom of that bag.
I don't think I had anything else to get to. The more that we talked about it, Danny, I don't want to sit here and make you eat a raisin. I think it's just going to be.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
You sure? I'll do it.
Yeah, it feels like.
Well, maybe that's the secret is reverse psychology.
Maybe I really want that raisin.
Yeah. A week from now, we just see Danny like Bogarting raisins.
I mean, if you want to do it, fine. But it feels a little bit too much like tapping on the aquarium glass right now.
And you're a beautiful fish.
Yeah. Aww. You're a beautiful beta fish. Yeah. And I don't mean beta. I mean alpha beta. Yeah.
Beta. That's kind of funny that we call them beta fish and they like fight.
Yeah.
Right?
That they'll kill each other. Yeah.
Shouldn't they be alpha fish?
They should. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a beta male.
Yeah.
I'll murder you if you look like me.
Beta fish freak out, but alpha males are hyper aggressive.
Yeah.
That's a really good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, have we learned why you have diarrhea?
No. Do you know why? We asked this question, what causes diarrhea?
Yeah. And I know, I tried to find this out, and I did just some light Googling. And
we should add that to the list and never look it up.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what causes it? But, I want to know the actual mechanism in your body that makes your poop turn to liquid. Because I know that it's, either a virus or maybe you're dehydrated. Yeah. But I want to know what's the physical happenings that makes what would normally be solid poop be liquid.
Yeah.
I feel like it's your body just being like, I'm not going to try today. Yeah. Just kind of over it.
So does that mean that poop would normally be liquid, but your body is just a hard worker that it turns it into?
You know, I think interesting, that now that we're talking about it, it's got to be something to do with the fact that when you are sick, maybe it's messing with your metabolism in a way that it's not absorbing water, which is why there's so much water in diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right? Because when you're sick, you're drinking more water.
Yes.
So,
but that's not how diarrhea starts. You don't drink more water and then all of a sudden you've got diarrhea.
That's
you
my
have
point,
diarrhea
you
and
have
you're
diarrhea.
Like, better keep drinking water.
And then when you have diarrhea and you get sick, the point is to drink more water. Yeah. But at the beginning, that water, you're dehydrated, which means your body isn't taking in water.
Diarrhea to me feels like your body being like, we don't know what to do with this and we
get
can't.
It out.
Yeah, before we even processed it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I have no scientific knowledge to back that up, but that's kind of how it feels.
What percentage of the time, based on your diet, do you get diarrhea?
Not very often.
Not very often. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've actually only thrown up as an adult one time.
Really?
Okay.
And like, so since I was like 10.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink. So I threw up like once a year ago when I got really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw up for like 4 hours and I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I literally slept next to the toilet.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I've been there.
That's so brutal.
Yeah. And then within 8 hours of throwing up for 4 hours, I was then fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's always a bad feeling.
Yeah,
but
it was crazy.
When you do get done throwing up, you feel so much better.
You feel great, yeah.
Yeah.
Those dry heaves are the worst thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
After?
This is going to be gross. So I ate a bacon hamburger before I threw up. And when I did throw up, the bacon came out my nose.
Oh.
And it was like the most painful thing
ever. Oh, my God. That's got to be something.
Oh.
Like chunks of bacon?
Yeah. And it was like smoked bacon. So I was like smelling it as I was throwing up. And it was just like... literally, like, so disgusting.
That's brutal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you have to pull it out of your nose?
No, thankfully. But it was, like even after it was gone, I could still, like, feel
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Oh, actually, that's maybe really quickly before we go. Yeah.
Like, breakfast, lunch,
take
and
us,
dinner.
Yeah, take us through a Danny diet day.
I mean, I'll have a donut or, like, a coffee. More often than not, like, a donut or a croissant or something.
Okay.
What's your go-to donut?
I like coffee roll. I like bow tie.
Okay. Yeah,
bow tie. If you're in New York, a really good donut place is 14th and 7th Donut Pub.
I love Donut Pub.
They're open 24/7.
Donut Pub is up there for me.
Yeah.
If you like a old school donut, Donut Pub is the place to go. Yeah.
The thing I always get when I go there is a maple bacon croissant donut.
Oh, yeah. So you're just hitting all the food groups, all the Danny food groups.
Yep. Yeah. All in one.
Okay. So donut and a coffee.
Yeah. And then like lunch. Hamburger or chicken fingers or something like that.
Yeah.
Something fast.
And dinner?
Then dinner, I mean, I'm also like a big proponent of like one big meal a day.
Yeah.
And then like coast.
Yeah.
I get that. You're just like, let me do this as little as possible.
Yeah. And then like a snack or something will like hold me over to the next day.
So you do like a big lunch.
I either
snack.
Do big lunch or big dinner usually.
Okay. Okay. And then the rest of the time is, now what's the snack?
I don't know, like,
beef jerky?
Unlikely, but I would do that. But, like, potato chips or, like maybe, like, a small hamburger or, like, I don't know.
That's just dinner, man.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, seriously, like, a small hamburger from, like, a fast food place if I'm, like, on the way to something.
Yeah.
Because then the other thing is then, like, you order it, you get it within, like, 2 minutes, you eat it real quick, and then you're off.
That's my ideal
meal, is, like, not lingering.
Something that's super quick, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized?
What?
And it's okay, because we're pretty much done, but we've only got about 10 minutes left on the memory card.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
But, yeah, Danny,
yeah,
you... run a shit ton of shows.
I do.
You want to plug a couple of them?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
I was just on yours and Leland's show. I think you were working, but great
now,
show.
This, just to reference exactly when it's going to come out, this will come out.
I would love to.
2 weeks from now, which is going to be August 1st.
Okay. I'm a little...
Or not 2 weeks from today.
Sam, your birthday is next week, the 23rd.
Yeah. Carmen's doing some sort of surprise thing. The day before for me. I don't know if it's a surprise, but it's like a secret.
So the big one that I'll promote is I got What's That Joke with me and Leland Long at Creek in the Cave August 30th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
August 30th, 8 p.m. That's going to be a Thursday night.
Correct. And we got Martin Urbano, Mark Norman, Joe Firestone, and Aparna Nancharla.
Yeah,
that's a killer lineup.
That's a hot lineup.
Yeah.
So that's the big one. Me and Leland run a weekly that Jordan has done.
Water Park, right?
Water Park, yeah.
Halyards.
At Halyards on Mondays.
Yeah.
I also run a show with Amy Rose Ranger and Connor Delahanty.
That's a good crew, yeah.
And the last one was super fun, and like there was barely any room to even stand. Really? Yeah,
what's
it was
that
nice.
Show called?
It's called Comedy Gold. Gold Sounds, which is a really cool Brooklyn venue.
It's a good showroom. I like it.
Yeah, that's the first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So the next one then would be August 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got August 7th at Comedy Gold, or at, no, at Gold, Gold,
Gold
Room?
Sounds.
Yeah. Gold Sounds.
So if you're listening to this on August 1st, it's going to come this coming Tuesday.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. And you're at Danny_Stratton.
Yep.
On all the social media.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Juden Huggins.
Yeah.
And really, Sam Evans?
That's me.
Really? That's it.
Guys, thanks again so much. Just hit us up at UpYourButtPod, UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, and the like. Rate, subscribe, leave a review. You're the best. I love y'all. I say bye, idiots. Bye, buttheads.
I love you guys.
Oh.
Later, idiots.
And thanks again, Danny.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Yeah.
Anytime.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, buttheads.